Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After yesterday's market rally, tech stocks resumed their downward trend. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell about 270 points, or more than 2.3%. The S&P 500 was down about 32 points, or 0.8%, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 48 points to close at 31,928. Investors remain concerned about the Federal Reserve's plans to raise interest rates, and concerns about the health of the economy grew following a report showing slower U.S. new home sales in April. Among tech stocks, shares of Snap plunged 43% a day after the Snapchat parent issued lower revenue and profit projections. That sparked worries of a possible broader slowdown in the online ad market. Facebook parent Meta was down 7.6%, and Google parent Alphabet fell 5.1%. But a bright spot in the tech sector was Zoom. Shares of the video conferencing company were up 5.6% after it raised its profit outlook. Elsewhere, Abercrombie & Fitch became the latest retailer to report a quarterly loss due to higher costs. Shares fell nearly 29%. And shares of Best Buy rose 1.2%, even though the consumer electronics retailer reported falling sales and profit for the latest quarter. But the company said it's not planning for a full recession. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.